Good evening and welcome to A Story at Bedtime. This evening's story is called A Cheese Too Far, was written by Alice Goulding and is narrated by Kevin Daly. This will make you smile. Do enjoy and sleep well.
Ralph and Maud had lived between Mrs. Pritchard in number 10 and Dr. Ferguson in number 12 for the past 2 years. The only thing Mrs. Pritchard and Maud had in common was their love of cheese. Ralph had popped into Dr. Ferguson's kitchen only once. It was spotless. You could eat off the floor. His medical training had enhanced Dr. Ferguson's already phobic reaction to germs, so everything was sterilized to within an inch of its life. Ralph feared Dr. Ferguson would have no qualms about sterilizing him if he put a foot wrong into his sanitized home. It felt clinical and unwelcoming, and Ralph had forgotten any hints from Maud that he should return. Not so in Mrs. Pritchard's. She was somewhat of a hoarder. Her hallway was stacked with old newspapers and the dining room crammed with plastic bottles. Crumbs and other detritus were strewn everywhere. Ralph was not keen on picking his way through the hallway to the kitchen, afraid that the stack of newspapers tottering on the brink, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, only not so aesthetically pleasing, would inevitably topple over. In his oh-so-humble opinion, they were positively dangerous, and he told Maud so. One of these days, I suspect someone will be crushed under their weight. Mrs. Pritchard is rather doddery now, and I worry that she might be the first victim. Death by newspaper, not a comforting thought. Maud would not listen. She was always keen to visit Mrs. Pritchard's kitchen to sample her selection of cheeses. Ralph could usually be persuaded to accompany her, provided Maud could guarantee a portion of stinking bishop. Christmas was that time of year when Mrs. Pritchard stocked up with her favourites, Gouda, Camembert and Stilton. She sometimes got the mix and match nets, where there were bite-sized portions for when she munched alone with her Jacob's crackers and Cornish wafers. Ralph quite liked a cracker with his cheese, but Maud favoured hers unaccompanied. She could sit and nibble for hours. Ralph preferred to lounge about in their cosy home, reading bits from newspapers and occasionally venturing into the garden when the weather was sunny. Now all their children had left, they could pretty much please themselves. On sunny days in the garden, Ralph often saw his daughter carefully, as she had only moved in a few doors down. Rockfort and Longhorn, his two sons, had moved away, and he hadn't seen them in quite a while. His other son, poor Humboldt Fogg, had been killed in an accident involving a dustbin lorry about 6 months ago. And every week, on dustbin day, Maud refused to leave her bed. She was terrified a similar accident would befall her. Mrs. Pritchard's children had also left many years ago. They now had families of their own. But she had few visitors these days. Her daughter had moved to Scotland, but her son only lived on the other side of town. They never brought the grandchildren to see her. Her son made the reasons crystal clear on his last visit. Maud and Ralph could hear every word. "Mother, there is absolutely no way I am exposing my children to this horror of a house. It is unhealthy and downright dangerous. Unless you decide to clean up the mess and stop hoarding all this rubbish, I can promise you they will never visit." He still loved his mother and was in despair at the way she chose to live. But he was prepared to compromise. "I'm more than happy for you to come to us for dinner on Sunday, and you can see them then, but I simply won't allow them to come here. You need Aggie from that TV show, How Clean Is Your House, to sort you out." he joked. Mrs. Pritchard thought long and hard after he'd gone. She looked around at the state of her house and conceded that he'd got a point. She hadn't always lived like this. At one time she'd been so house-proud, but her dearest husband had left, moving in with that slapper, Rosie Mullen. His betrayal had sapped her confidence and energy, and after that she'd rather let things go. Her son was right. It was time she cleared up the mess and sorted out her life. She longed to have her grandchildren running around, but there was no space anymore. Roger was never coming home, so why did she continue to get his daily newspaper? That was the first thing she would cancel. Ralph and Maud knew things were happening at number 10. There were so many comings and goings, lots of rumblings and sucking noises, as the cleaning crew hoovered and mopped. They kept out of the way, not wanting to disturb Mrs. Pritchard. Maud only hoped that all this disruption would not change her fondness for cheese. Later that night, Maud was determined to investigate. She was desperate for some Wensleydale. She could smell it. She followed her nose. Ralph had warned her to be careful. He had offered to come too when she mentioned the late-night forage earlier that day, but he'd fallen asleep among his newspapers as soon as it had turned dark. Maud didn't want to wake him. He looked too cute with his whiskers twitching, probably dreaming of his favourite cheese. There it was, right in front of her, the biggest slab of Wensleydale she'd ever seen. Maud couldn't resist and helped herself to the corner, nibbling contentedly until a loud crack erupted. As the mouse trap snapped shut, snaring her within its bars, Maud reflected, she shouldn't have eaten the cheese.
Edited by Sue Rodwell Smith, Story at Bedtime was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.